Hi, Blue Wire listeners. I'm Greg Olson. I'm excited to partner with Blue Wire to bring you TE1, a podcast where I interview the tight ends who have revolutionized the position. Listen in as I have raw, in-depth conversations with the all-time greats like Shannon Sharp, Tony Gonzalez, Travis Kelce, and George Kittle. We'll explore how the tight end position has changed over the last 60 years and what it takes to be the very best. Subscribe to TE1 from Blue Wire Studios today so you're ready for the August premiere.
You're listening to Vegas Nation. It's Friday, which means it's time for Unsportsmanlike Conduct with your hosts, Adam Hill and Ed Green. Here we go.
Welcome in to Unsportsmanlike Conduct of the Vegas Nation podcast, brought to you by Deal Dash and Favor Shots. We're your hosts, Ed Graney and Adam Hill, and we're here each week to give you some of our thoughts on the Las Vegas Raiders before entering into the world of news and entertainment and other topics we find really interesting. Here we go. It's another week, Mr. Hill. Well, Raiders opened training camp, and they really didn't. The biggest news out there was our colleague Vinny Bonsignore was introduced to the Vegas Heat by having a dead battery in his car. What do you think here? They're doing their COVID test. Did you feel weird when there was nothing for us to go and cover, or it was what we expected anyway?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of knew this was coming. It doesn't feel like training camp, no. Right? Especially, it wasn't going to feel like training camp anyway, just because it was going to be here in town at the facility in Henderson. You're used to going up to Napa. God, I miss the Bounty Hunter.
The wife's not happy with this, by the way.
The Bounty Hunter barbecue spot in downtown Napa.
Down in bunches of wine, happy for me that she's down in a bunch of wine. So it's been a bad week.
I had that place is good. I had quite an adventure had some family in town for a weekend last year at training camp.
Did you splurge, of course, with your travel money?
No, not with that. I actually my cousins, I think, paid for dinner. Ah. It was very expensive.
Your travel money, you might be able to get them some coffee or something.
Should I even say, if you're in Napa, Go to this place. It's unbelievable.
Say it again.
The Bounty Hunter.
Okay.
I could be wrong on that.
It's Napa, so just Google best barbecue.
Yeah.
Like two options.
But it's not barbecue like you're thinking of. It's not like, you know, picnic
it's not
tables.
It's not roadkill.
No, like that's incredible food. And like, you know, rolling smoke here in town. Like there's some great spots. This is like very high end. It's Napa, of course. I mean, it's, you know.
You're living well, my friend.
They had the beer can chicken. Have you had one of these before?
No, I can assume what it's about, though.
They like.
Battered in beer.
Well, no. They put like an actual beer can in the middle of the chicken.
Of the chicken breast?
And it like, yeah, it's a whole chicken. It like rises through. It's incredible.
Way too much for me. I need a Big John with extra mayo, and I'm good for the day at the Jimmy John's.
As you said, we'd had a lot of wine, a lot of beer.
Okay.
It's Napa, you know, it's a day off.
So you spent money you didn't have?
No, again, my cousins paid for it. They live up there. They're very, okay. You know, they're good.
You've got rich relatives.
They got some cash. Yeah. So. But they're also idiots like I am. So my cousin's husband, who is one of my best friends in the world, he's like, we should drink some of this can. Mind you, it's cooked into the chicken. It's disgusting. It's like 200 degree beer in the middle of this thing.
Did you do it?
We had sips. And then believe me, I'm an idiot. The waiter, he said it was the most impressive thing he'd ever witnessed in his time there. He was so happy. And he gave us, I'm not like a, you know, high-end liquor guy.
No.
But he gave us each like a glass of like $500 scotch.
Oh.
Which I've never had.
Four fingers? Like, did you go four fingers?
Dude, I don't even know what that, I know nothing. What are you saying? Like that's that high
in
the glass?
Yeah, that's high. That's what Aaron Rodgers did this week during the draft when he found out they drafted the Love Kid from Utah State. He went four fingers on the tequila.
It was quite a bit. It was probably like $130 in scotch each of us or something, whatever it was. Fantastic. And I was like, I could get into this. But then I said, I'm never going to be able to afford this in my real life. But yeah, it was incredible. But we got that for drinking the 200-degree beer.
Good for you.
Well, so no Napa, I guess, is what we're at here.
Well, you're back in Vegas, so you're at camp. So we're going to keep you up to date on camp.
That's our training camp update,
exactly. We're hoping to be there week of August 10th after we all get tested a couple of times, and we'll definitely stay on top of that. Let's stay with football before we get to the entertainment I'm looking forward to. The 100, top 100 players list, it comes out each time this year. The players vote for it. I'm going to go right away. I don't care about this. It's completely subjective. Good for them who they want to name. I shouldn't say for whatever reason, because this is typical of you. You have gone on your radio show this week just all over this thing and really caring about who is ranked where. Why must you be so serious about something you shouldn't care about at all?
It's a fair question. I mean, I get most serious about idiotic, dumb things. So, I mean, that's just who I am as a person. Here's one of the reasons I have a problem with it. There is so much narrative out there from so many people that are like, athletes know best, athletes know best, athletes are, you've never played the game, so you don't know.
All the time.
You hear that all the time.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Athletes have no idea what they're talking about. And they shouldn't. They should. I'm not knocking them for this. The current NFL players vote on this top 100, right?
Right.
On Sunday, what are you doing? Playing.
Right.
During the week, you're watching film of your opponent. You're studying your opponent and your game. That's what you're watching. You're not watching every game in the league.
Well, it's like the top 25 rankings with college basketball, and they say the SIDs vote on that thing. The coach, but I'll tell you what, if you know who the best teams in the country are, you better be researching your team and watching more film.
Well, yeah, not only that, because like even in there, a coach, how does a coach know? A coach knows his conference and his opponents and his own team. Right. He doesn't get to watch all these games. He's not staying up and doing all this.
Yeah, but there's very few football teams. You'll see them on tape at least once, right? There's only 32. I'm talking about the entire country in college basketball is a lot more.
Right, but you're playing, you're eight
AFC West.
You know, six of your games are against teams in your division. So you know your division. I think you know your division fairly well. Other than that, you're rotating around playing different teams every year. You're not playing the entire league. So you don't know. You don't know. And you don't get to see them every week. That's the bottom line on
you're
this.
You're more upset at the process than who the hell is number one through 100.
Yeah, because there's a couple problems with the list in terms of the actual players. But you go to the Raiders, right? The Raiders didn't have a player last year. They had Antonio Brown on the top 100, but he never played a game for the team. So, I would say that, you go into a season with nobody on the top 100. You come into this year. Okay, you've got a couple. Josh Jacobs is on the list. He's very, very good. I think he's going to only rise up that list. He's incredible. Darren Waller had a breakout year. He's definitely one of the top 100 players.
I know where you're going with this.
No question. Rodney Hudson is the best player on the team.
Right. And he's not on the
Rodney 100. Hudson is the best player on the team. He's not on there.
That's the only issue I had, and I don't have any issues.
But you start going through the list, and you're like, why is this whole list quarterbacks and running backs and wide receivers? This is not a fantasy list. This list should be almost all linemen. Offensive linemen, defensive linemen.
That's what they say after the game. Well, my line, he hasn't given up a sack in 2 years. Look, I don't care about the list, but I'm with you. When I heard he wasn't on it, I'm like, okay, that's stupid. And I don't think there were any centers. I went through the list. So if there was a center, maybe he got on it. But don't tell me the center is very, so important and he makes all these line calls and he's very, very valuable. And then he's not a top 100 player.
Second most important player on the offense. He's the best player on the Raiders. There's no question that he should be on this list. But it goes back to, again, players, it's popularity and it's players like, oh, I know who this guy is. I've heard of this guy. Right. Yes. But you are not watching every single week. People trash, Pro Football Focus, which I am a huge proponent of. I think they do incredible work. You look, Rodney Hudson, way high ratings, as he should. And if you look on Madden ratings are stupid, but he's one of the top rated Madden players for a reason. He is incredible. He should be on the list. And it's stupid that he's not. And it just shows you that players are just as dumb as everyone else. They just are. And so when you're a fan out there and you're like, the players know, they know, they don't. Look at this list. They don't know. And here's the other problem. Specifically, those problems, like Rodney Hudson, yes, and they put him out. I guess he's 105. Okay. They put the list out. They said he just barely missed the top 100. Josh Allen is on the list. Josh Allen is, I'll choose my words carefully. He is not a top 100 player in the NFL. Yeah. He's just not.
He's garbage.
He's trash. Jimmy Garoppolo, he's a system quarterback. Absolutely 100%. No question about it. Jimmy Garoppolo is a system quarterback. He is on the list too. Very high. Carson Wentz wasn't on the list.
Well, not only that, Jimmy was ranked ahead of Dak, and I know I'm a Cowboy honk, but give me a break.
Yes.
I mean, Dak Prescott, say what you want him. He's a much better quarterback than Jimmy Garoppolo.
So you have a guy in Carson Wentz who, by the way, first ever quarterback, over 20, less than 7, 3 straight years. He also, last year, lost every single wide receiver on his team and somehow was able to cobble it together because he is incredible. He's great.
Well,
not on the list.
I know. It goes back to subjectivity. I'm with you. I just think it's stupid.
But all I'm saying is next time you as a fan are like, the players know. If you never play the game, you don't have a right. Or if a player says that, just point back to this list. Just point back to this and say the players have no idea what they're talking about.
Have
you ever heard of DealDash.com? It's one of the best bidding sites where you can win things you'd never expect at a price you'd never believe. They have over 1,000 auctions every day on electronics, appliances, beauty products, home decor, and even cars. Here's how it works. It's like an auction, but every item starts at zero and only goes up 1 cent every time you bid. The kicker is that the auction clock restarts after 10 seconds. That means every time you bid, everyone else has 10 seconds to answer or the item is yours. If you go ahead and buy now, DealDash is offering our listeners an extra 100 free bids upon sign up on top of their other discounts. Go to DealDash.com and use the offer code VegasNation or DealDash.fm/VegasNation. That's DealDash.fm/VegasNation.
They say a healthy gut means a healthy you. Favor apple cider vinegar shots bottle this feeling into the convenience of a 2-ounce shot. Better digestion, stronger immune system, and the lowering of blood sugar levels are all just some of the benefits to shooting a daily Favor shot. Their proprietary blends are raw and organic and mixed with other functional ingredients to create a better tasting experience. First time shooters can go to drinkafavor.com.
You'll like this because I'm going to transition now. You'll like this statement. None of the reporters of the White House have ever been president. They do a pretty good job. That's my point. You know, I mean, it's like you've never. Yep. They do a pretty good job. Let's get to our guy, your guy, my guy. So this week, a doctor came out. Set us up here now. Dr. Stella Emanuel.
She's a very impressive woman.
Very impressive. She's in a white jacket. Headline: Trump's new favorite COVID doctor believes in alien DNA, demon. Seed and hydrochloroquine. I'm not even going to go to the political part of her. I want to stay on the doctor because I know you think she's, you know, a little off kilter.
She's a very impressive woman.
I'm going to defend her.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I think sometimes people in life just want to be someone they're not. And maybe she always wanted to be a doctor and it didn't work out for her. So somehow she got this coat, this white coat, and she was able to get into these meetings. I just think...
Hold on. She is a doctor.
Well, when you start reading
this,
she's
a pediatrician in a strip mall, but she is technically a doctor.
Well, she believes in having fun times with witches. So, you know, that goes against my theory. I'm telling you, though, I do think sometimes... I thought about this. Sometimes you just want to be who you're not. I dated a woman for 6 months with a fake name and an Irish accent. 6 months.
Wait, she didn't have that. You
I
did.
Got away with it. No, I spoke in an Irish accent.
Okay.
I was aiming, and I thought it was just going to be a one night thing, and then all of a sudden she wanted to have coffee and stuff. That's another story.
What was your name?
Eamon. I talked to her like this. How are you? 6 months. I didn't.
That's not even a good accent.
Oh, it's a great accent. My friends, we wouldn't go to my friends. She goes, why aren't we ever on your friends? I said, you know, I'm kind of a shy person. I don't want to go out much. I pulled this off for 6 months, right? The only time I almost didn't get, I almost got. 4 months in, she's like, by the way, why is your name Ed in the paper and not Eamon? On a dime. I said, listen, when we came over, my father wanted to be more American. So she said, can you be Ed in the paper instead of Eamon? On a dime, she goes, that makes sense. We're not talking Rhodes Scholar here. My point being, sometimes you just want to be someone you're not. This woman wants to be a doctor. And obviously, she's not one. She's talking about witches.
Did you use the Prince of Tides thing on her?
No. I didn't, but my wife of now 24 years, the second date, we're in a bar, and I'm sure you've been there, down in the gas lamp on your mini trucks to Tijuana for a stop for a beer.
No, that's not the case.
We're at the bar, Bonnie and I, there's loud music. I hear from behind me, Eamon? Eamon, is that you? Now, I'm embarrassed to say this wasn't the first time I used the accent, so who the hell knows who I'm going to see when I turn around. But it is her. It is the one I dated for 6 months. Right into it, I go, hello, how are you? How's school? She goes, fine, fine. And I said, listen, we're going to dance. Talk to you later. As I'm leaving with Bonnie, now this is the second date, so she doesn't know I'm a complete fraud yet. She goes, hey, she goes, was I crazier when we were at the bar? Were you talking in a different voice? I said, I don't know what you're talking about. I had to admit it years later when we had kids and she knew I was a fraud. And at that point, what's she going to do? She's locked in. So my only point on the doctor is, and I want your thoughts on her, I think she just wants to be a doctor and play doctor. So they're allowing her to do that because I kind of feel sorry for her.
I don't have any, like, I really don't have that much problem with just being a lunatic and just like making things up and ranting and raving and especially all the theories about, you know, contracting diseases in your sleep because of your dreams about monsters. And like, it's weird. It's very weird. Obviously I don't have a problem with that. I just have a problem with a president propping her up. That's the only thing I have a problem
with. No, I saw him last night. He goes, she seemed like a nice person. I don't really know her. That's fair.
I mean, listen, Eamon. I feel like...
Stop it. It's a great accent, by the way.
I think based on your awful accent, we know why Ricky Schroeder got the part.
Okay, all right, all right. Pump the brakes. I have a great accent. Don't tell me that wasn't a great reason. Father wanted me to be more American. Put number Ed in the paper. She goes, yeah, that makes sense. 2 more months I rolled with that. Had to change the answer machine with the Irish accent. Hello, you've reached Tim and Ed.
Was your wife angry when she found this?
No, I'm married with kids. She knows I'm a fraud. Lives with me on a daily basis. So this woman believes in alien DNA, right?
Believes that alien DNA could be a thing, I suppose. I'm saying it's not used in vaccines.
This is a push for the hydrochloroquine, right?
No, it's a push for fame.
Right, so she wants to be someone else trying to get out.
I don't think she cares about the medicine at all. It's just lunacy.
Estella Emanuel from Houston.
I don't care what she can do whatever she wants. She can make things up and be, you know, go for publicity, whatever she's trying to do. I just have a problem with, like, half the country now is like, let's listen to this woman. Like, what?
She's saying a lot of this is in fact caused by people having relations in their dreams with demons and witches. Yes.
That's not COVID, though. Certain illnesses.
Cysts.
Yes, cysts.
Look, I don't even think about that. I was thinking about that. The woman interests me. I'm thinking, yeah, let's take my wife, 24 years in. Yeah, she has a few dreams with the witches. It doesn't work out. She looks up and looks at the lump next to her and goes, this guy isn't as bad as I thought. I'm a proponent for relations with witches and dreams. Maybe I look better in the end. What's the craziest thing you've done? I gave you the Prince of Tides, and I dated a woman for 6 months with the wrong name, and I spoke funny.
I don't think anybody's ready for that.
I think, well, we've got some time.
No, I don't think anybody's ready for my nonsense. It's disturbing and weird. And
I get the feeling you kind of try to fake him out with, just kind of, you seem to me like a guy who's a complete fraud in terms of you're going to listen to their feelings. You want to listen to everyone's feelings. I'm like, this guy doesn't want to listen to anyone's feelings.
First of all,
he doesn't like most people.
That's not fraud. It is fraud
if you're trying to get to the girl and you're not really a feelings guy to pretend you are.
Oh, but I am in that situation. Like, after we're not on studio and we're away from everything, I am kind of a sensitive, emotional idiot.
You do cry a lot.
All the time. I get anything gets me. I've said before, I have never, and I actually, we might have to get him in. I was actually at a baby shower this past weekend, which is quite
an
experience.
With our buddy from the Sun.
Sure, he was there. But it was hosted by, so our friend from the Sun is having a child, him and his wife, who are two of my closest friends. But it was hosted by their friend, who actually is a former NFL player and was a Hard Knocks star.
Okay.
He was a star of, I think, the 2007 Hard Knocks on the Kansas City Chiefs.
All right.
And I was just talking to him about the show, about the NFL, about all kinds of different things. And I told him, I have never watched an episode where they cut guys, you know, where they do the cuts.
Bring your playbook?
Yeah.
And not cried?
I've cried at every cut that's ever happened on that show.
Boy, you were a Prince of Tides movie with some serious action.
He was like, what?
You wouldn't even need to do the fake crying on Prince of Tides. You would just go down the hill.
I would definitely cry, for sure.
Oh, it's a sad movie.
So I would actually.
So you
act.
Actually have the crying and the BS feelings things going for you. You're like, you don't need accents like I do.
Yeah, I think that's probably accurate. But I also can't do accents. I feel like I have like 4 impressions that I can do.
I got a great Irish accent. I don't like, you know, I got to be out for the paper, so I don't like people having a thought. Eamon, is that you? Where are you from? County Mayo.
This is ridiculous. Since we're already down this path, though, since you mentioned brownies, did you see the big brownie versus cookie debate this week on Twitter?
No.
Where are you?
Brownies. I hate cookies. Well, unless they're from the good cookie place with the big ones in town, with the big box. What's that one? The pink?
Okay. There's plenty of that. That's a donut.
Crumble?
Yes.
Yeah,
Crumble
is very
good.
I like those people.
We're just throwing out all kinds of random places if they want to sponsor the podcast.
Yeah, anyone out there, hey, Crumble, we'll get you on here, buddy. Come on. I just threw out the Big John, extra mayo, no lettuce.
My thing is brownies is definitely the pick, but brownies are much easier to ruin.
You mean making them?
Like, they could be bad. Like, if somebody's making brownies, like somebody's bringing brownies into like an event or something, like
you got the paper
easily,
and stuff sticking to them.
They could easily go wrong, or
that's
like
true.
Overcooked and just like weird and hard.
I agree with that. I'll give you that.
They could go wrong quickly.
I mean, your crumble cookie will last you a couple of days. Are huge. The regular cookies, I don't even think do those.
Brownies at their best, though. That's the winner.
All right. Well, you heard it here first. Adam told you brownies win. That's a winner. He'll end it with that. We hope you liked it. If you do, keep listening. And by the way, any sponsors out there, if we mentioned your name, call Larry and we'll set something up. That's going to do it for our latest edition of Unsportsmanlike Conduct of the Vegas Nation podcast, presented by Deal Dash and Favor Shot. Remember now, there are episodes of Vegas Nation every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Subscribe to Vegas Nation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any podcasting app. You can also support this show by leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts and can find all our coverage at VegasNation.com. For Adam, I'm Ed. Talk to you next week.